B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. English is such so much fun. English education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H. I'm on A plus English.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And Laura, we are talking about one of my favorite ways to keep cool in the summer, and maybe yours too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's all about ice cream today.
I love ice cream. I mean, who doesn't love ice cream?
I don't know if I know anyone who doesn't love ice cream. So what is your favorite way to cool down in the summer?
Stay in an air-conditioned room.
Ah, so like go shopping.
But that's actually not very environmentally friendly.
It's not. Mm. In Taiwan, though, it can be difficult to be in a non-air-conditioned room. I think one of my favorite ways to stay cool is to spend time at like a river.
Oh.
Yeah, just go for a little swim, the river.
They have to be clean, though. Rivers.
Yeah, a lot of the a lot of the rivers in Taiwan's forests are pretty clean, actually.
Oh.
So, at least I've found at the ones that I've gone to. But, all right, let's get into our ice cream article today and get started.
Ice cream. A sweet way to cool down.
Sophie and Leon are very hot.
I can't stand this weather.
I know. We need to cool down.
Why don't we get ice cream? I know a great place. Come on. Woo!
Sophie and Leon are at French Camel Ice Cream Shop.
This one is sesame.
This one is rose.
Look at all these flavors!
Welcome to Fresh Camel. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like 2 scoops of chocolate, please.
I'll have 1 scoop of raspberry and 1 scoop of mango.
Of course, would you like a cup or a cone?
A cone, please.
Me too.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, can I lick it now?
Wow, it's delicious.
How is your ice cream, Leon?
I already finished it.
Leon?
Word power!
Stand. 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 Stood. Stood. I like Tim, but Berta can't stand him because he is sometimes rude. I like Tim. But Berta can't stand him because he is sometimes rude. Weather. Weather. Melissa didn't go to the beach because of the bad weather. Melissa didn't go to the beach because of the bad weather. Of course. Of course. Of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. What do you want to watch? Of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. What do you want to watch? Cup. Cup. Ben drank a cup of hot chocolate and went to bed. Ben drank a cup of hot chocolate and went to bed.
All right, let's start out our article with a scenario. Today, here in the article, it says, Sophie and Leon are very hot.
And so are we. It's so hot. Okay, 所以天气是不是很热？那今天我们的主角，我们看到的是 Sophie 跟 Leon， 他们也觉得非常热。
I get it, Laura. I get it. It's still September. It's still hot here in Taiwan. And that's why Sophie starts the conversation here with this. I can't stand this weather.
Ooh, okay, well, I can't either, Sophie. Okay,、mm. 所以当你受不了某个东西的时候就说 I can't stand 什么什么东西。所以 Sophie 这里是受不了这个热天气咯。诶，那不过这里我们先要停一下哦，因为提到了一个很重要的文法点，是疑问词 can 的问句还有答句到底要怎么用，赶快请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。Magic Box 找亮点。
I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, under magic carpet ride.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you, Aladdin, with you, I love you. 大家好，没错，我就是充满了智慧又美貌的贾死门 Jasmine 茉莉小公主啦。诶，那刚刚我跟我的 Honey Aladdin 又在合唱大小朋友都会唱的 A Whole New World。 诶，你们是不是也偷偷跟着我们一起唱呢？哦，那考考你们哦，你们知道这首歌曲里面出现了几次 can 的句子呢？一次，wrong。Oh my gosh, 是要逼死我又要展现美妙的歌喉了吗？好了好了，我知道应观众要求，我就来再唱一次给大家听哦。I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?I can open your eyes. OK, 其实只有这两次。没错，有谁猜对了吗？答案就是两次。诶，那既然提到了助动词 can, 哦，才貌双全的茉莉小公主我呢，就来教教大家 can 的不同用法哦。Can 超好用的，因为它可以用来表达能、可以、可能的意思哦。而且它的文法超简单的，因为不论主词是什么，后面接的动词都是原形动词。Oh yeah！ 那 can 可以用在什么情况呢？主要分为三种哦。第一个就是表达能力，所以有能或是会什么的意思，和 be able to 的意思是差不多的。像是 I can sing and dance， 是的，相信大家都在卡通还有电影看到我的时候，哦，一定很羡慕我可以载歌载舞，哦，身材又这么好 ，My God， I can't help it。OK， 那 can 呢，还可以用来怎么样表示这个许可或者是请求，所以它就是能、可以的意思。嗯，比方像是。I'm so hungry. Oh, 突然有点小饿。Aladdin, can you buy some snacks for me? 可以帮我买点小点心吃吗？ I love you. You're the best. 另外呢 ，can 还可以用来表示推测，这时候它就有可能会怎么样的意思哦。For example, chocolate can kill dogs.所以千万不要怎么样乱喂食狗狗巧克力，因为严重的话呢，他们还可能会死掉哦。哦，对了，那如果是要问某人会不会什么什么这样的 yes or no 的问句，只要用这样的句型哦，助动词 can 再接主词再接原形动词。哎，比方像是我最不喜欢被质疑 ，Can you really be a good sultan？ 也就是我能不能成为真正一个好的 sultan 苏丹国王。Of course I can. 不要看我外表是个弱女子，我的智慧、能力和正能量可是很强大的呢。那回答 can 的问句，如果是肯定的 yes， 然后接主词或者是代名词再接 can， 或者是想答 yes， 再接主词或者是代名词再加 can， 再加原形动词，比方像是 yes I can， or yes I can be a good sultan。那如果是否定的回答，只要用这样的句型 No 再接主词或是代名词加 can't， 或者是想答的 No 再接主词或是代名词加 can't 再接原形动词。 相信很多人一定会质疑我的能力，尤其是坏心的甲方，他肯定会这样想 No, Jasmine can't Or no, she can't be a good sultan 意思就是不 Jasmine 不可能成为好国王哼，谁不知道你想要抢走爸爸的王国啊
All right, so we did see a verb、mm-hmm. in that sentence, and that was the verb stand. It's spelled S-T-A-N-D, stand in its base form. In its other forms, we can say stand, stood, stood. Stood spelled S-T-O-O-D, stood. All right, let's find out what stand means.All right, let's talk about the verb stand. Now, here, we're using stand a bit differently than just standing up, which is often how we use it in English. Now, here, if you can stand something, it means you can accept something, or say that something is okay, or easily deal with something that's difficult. Now, we often use this word with the words can and could. I can stand this, which means you think it's okay. Or I can't stand this, which means it's not okay. We can also use could in the past tense of can there. All right, so we said in the article, Sophie said she can't stand noun. She can't stand this terrible weather. Here's another example.I like Tim, but Berta can't stand him because he is sometimes rude. I like Tim, but Berta can't stand him because he is sometimes rude.
没错 ,stand 在这里呢本课不是站的意思它是忍受 ,OK, 这样子一个动词。那你不能忍受什么东西就是 I can't stand something, OK, 那通常我们会用 can or can't stand something, 就是可以或是不能忍受什么。像是诶如果有的人可能不喜欢很像是可能不好听的声音他可能就会说 I can't stand her voice, 我受不了她的声音。那如果呢像有时候你有不太能忍受你的好朋友的某些个性可能就说 Oh, I really can't stand my friends sometimes、mm. Especially when they are super rude and insensitive、mm. 就是白目跟不礼貌的人 OK, 那看到的例句有点像类似这个例句的状况就是我喜欢 Tim 但是 Berta 受不了他因为他有时候很没有礼貌 Rude 就是不礼貌的意思啦
All right. Well, we are not finished with that sentence quite yet, Laura. We have another word power word in that sentence. Now, if we remember back to what Sophie said, she said, I can't stand this weather. What is weather? That's our second word power. All right. So weather is a noun. It's spelled W-E-A-T-H-E-R, weather. Let's find out what it means.All right, we use the noun weather in the sentence. Now, the noun weather is used to talk about anything related to the temperature, such as if it's hot or cold, and other conditions, such as rain, snow, storms, wind, and others. Now, in that sentence, Sophie is saying that she can't stand the weather, and she's using weather to show that she doesn't like the heat. It's too hot for her.Here's an example. Melissa didn't go to the beach because of the bad weather. Melissa didn't go to the beach because of the bad weather.
Poor Melissa, I hate rainy days or bad weather. Okay.、
Yeah.
Weather 呢，当然就是天气啦，它是个名词。我们可以用很多形容词来形容天气。像是好的坏的天气就会用 bad or good weather 那如果冷的或是热的就是 cold or hot weather 那当然还有暴风雨的就是 stormy weather 那在台湾呢我是觉得蛮潮湿的啦我们可以用 wet or humid、mm. H-U-M-I-D 那在跟人家聊天的时候呢我觉得有一个很好的 icebreaker 就是破冰的问题就是、mm. How's the weather? Or what do you think of the weather today? It's so hot、mm.天气如何啊？就是聊天气准没错哦。
Oh, that small talk.
I know.、Mm-hmm. And also, I love always checking out a weather report or forecast,、mm-hmm. so I know what to wear.、Mm. 就是我都会看天气预报来看看，哎，我今天要穿什么。好，看回刚刚提到的例句是 Melissa， 她没有去海边，因为为什么呢？因为糟糕的天气啦。So she probably has to cancel that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.We finally get to hear from Leon.
Okay.
Okay, what does Leon say to respond to Sophie? He says, I know. We need to cool down.
Okay, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Leon, 他说我知道我们需要怎么样降温一下。Cool down 就是使降温啦，或者是使凉快的意思。什么方式还可以降温？就是我们可以说 ，We went for a swim to cool down or to cool off.、Mm-hmm. 就是游泳其实也可以降温。Good idea.
All right. Well, here is Sophie's idea for、
okay.
how to cool down. She says, "Why don't we get ice cream?" I know a great place. Come on.
Okay, our favorite topic now. Okay, so 他就说 Sophie 就说我们何不去吃冰淇淋？哎，我知道有一家很棒的店哦，快点，快点！这时候还有吆喝的口气，就是 Come on， 就是快一点啦。上司有时候哎，时间如果有人快迟到，你可能会说、Come on, we're gonna be late if you don't hurry.、就是快一点，再不抓紧时间，我们就要迟到喽。或是如果知道 Aaron 有一个八卦，我就说 Come on, Aaron, you can tell me.I won't tell anyone. 赶快跟我讲。
Don't tell my secrets.
可是我真的不会跟任何人讲。Fine.
All right. Well, where are Sophie and Leon going? It says here in our scenario, it says Sophie and Leon are at French Camel ice cream shop.
Okay. 所以这是我们看到他们来到这个洛师傅法式冰淇淋店，哇，听起来好像蛮厉害的哦。
No, I will have to say,、I did look this up on the internet. Yes, their ice cream looks delicious.
Wow, I can't wait to find out, you know, how delicious they are.
All right, and if you go there, you'll see what Sophie sees, and here she says, wow, look at all these flavors.
Yum, yum. Okay, 这时候 Sophie 可能是看到很多种口味的冰淇淋，就说，哇，看看这些。口味 OK, 口味我们可以用 flavor 这个字哦。For example, my favorite flavor, ice cream, that is, is chocolate chip cookies. It's 就是有点像 Oreo 饼干、巧克力脆片在里面的。
I don't know if I can choose a favorite.
Oh, I know
like
they're all
of
good.
All right, well, now they're not just talking between Sophie and Leon. There's another person talking、too. That's the clerk or the person who works at French Camel. And the clerk says, welcome to French Camel. Can I help you?
Okay, 这里我们看到是一个店员 clerk, 他就说欢迎光临这个洛师傅法式冰淇淋。哦，这时候就是很典型的，他说，诶，需要帮忙吗? Okay, that's a very common question.
Exactly. And Sophie responds, she says, yes, I would like two scoops of chocolate, please.
One of my favorite, too. 他说要要要，请给我两球巧克力。那这时候你有没有听到他是用 I would like, 这个就是表示想要，它事实上是比我们比较熟悉的 I want 的说法更加礼貌哦，所以我们买东西的时候都会用这样来点餐哦。那刚刚有没有注意到它是用到说两球，它不是用 balls, OK? 它要用 scoop. Scoop 其实就是源自于 ice cream scoop, 就是一勺用来就是挖冰淇淋的那个勺子。所以 one scoop of ice cream 就是一球或是一勺的冰淇淋哟。
All right, yeah, we don't call it ice cream balls, ice cream scoops.
Yes.
All right, well, Sophie has ordered two scoops of chocolate. Leon says...I'll have one scoop of raspberry and one scoop of mango.
Yummy.
That's my kind of guy.
Okay. Leon, I'm going to steal some of your ice cream. 他说我要一球。哦，就是覆盆子，就是 raspberry, 或者是有这个梅子、树莓这样子的味道。还有什么呢？一球 mango, 芒果，好好吃哦。It's great for the summer, those flavors.
Right. Well, for me, I mean, I can never choose, so I always try to choose three. So I would get chocolate, mango, and raspberry. All right. Well, they have both put their orders in, and they've asked for one scoop or two scoops, and the clerk responds, the clerk says, of course. Now, of course is our third word power today. It's a phrase, so that means it has more than one word. Here, this phrase has two words. The first one is of, O-F. The second is course, C-O-U-R-S-E, of course. Let's find out what it means. All right, here we are talking about the phrase, of course. Now here, the phrase, of course, is being used as another way to say yes, or to tell someone politely that they can do something, or that they can have something. Now the clerk is telling Leon that he can have raspberry and mango ice cream. Using of course instead of yes in this situation is actually much more natural than just saying yes. All right, here's an example. Of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. What do you want to watch? Of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. What do you want to watch?
OK, 这里定语它提到的是没问题，当然 OK 呀。Of course, 这个片语就是当然。那当然它其实也可以回答 yes, 不过 of course 更加自然，而且那个态度很亲切的感觉。像是 can you help me? 你可以帮我吗？对方可能说 of course, 就是当然可以啦。好朋友可能就会这么说。或是哎，我可不可以借这本书？ May I borrow this book? 对方如果回 of course, that means sure, no problem.那再来呢，我们常常会用到 of course not,OK, 不过比方像是 are you angry with me for being late?我迟到你是不是生气？那他如果一点都不会生气，说 of course not, that just means I'm not at all angry.OK, 看回刚刚的例句提到的呢，它是加强在整句的语气，就说 of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. 我当然会跟你去电影院啦，你想要看什么呢？
Okay, well, the clerk isn't finished quite yet. The clerk has said, of course. Now they continue to say, would you like a cup or a cone? All right, now this is an important decision to make.
I know.
All right, so we're going to talk about cone soon, but first let's talk about a cup that is a noun. It's spelled C-U-P, cup. Let's find out what it means.All right, we are talking about the noun cup here, and a cup is a type of dish that people use to drink out of or have small amounts of food in. Now, when we use cup to talk about food, it's usually used for things like a cup of soup or a cup of ice cream. We wouldn't use it for like a cup of ham,for example, or a cup of sandwich. It's more about food that have a type of liquid texture, like ice cream or soup.Here's an example. Ben drank a cup of hot chocolate and went to bed. Ben drank a cup of hot chocolate and went to bed.
Ben, you're gonna get fat, okay?
That's fine.
Before you go to bed, a cup of hot chocolate.
Maybe too much sugar in it. You won't sleep.
好啦，这时候问到一个经典，也是一个让我像是有选择障碍的人。他说，哎，你要杯装还是甜筒装呢？其实我都不知道选哪一个。那我们先看到 cup 这个字本身就有杯子的意思，它是一个名词，但常常它是当作量词来用。像是呢，哎，在做蛋糕的时候可能会有就是 a cup of sugar,when you're cooking, for example, a cup of milk, okay, 一杯牛奶啦，或者是刚刚的例句提到的 a cup of hot chocolate, 就是一杯热巧克力。Ben, 他晚上上床睡觉前竟然还喝了一杯热巧克力。Okay, I like that as well, to be honest. But a cone, on the other hand, 是什么呢？ Cone 就是甜筒的意思。那我每次都觉得甜筒很好吃，但是 cup 好像可以装更多ice cream. I think the cup has more ice cream in it.
Well, which do you prefer, Laura? Would you eat the cone or would you have the cup?
Okay, I'll probably choose a cone still because I want that cone.
That's fair.
It's delicious.
I'm always a cup person.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, what does Sophie want? She says, a cone, please.
Oh, okay. Sophie's like me. 她说请给我一只甜筒 cone.
And Leon says, me too.
Oh, Leon 竟然也是Wow.
All right. Well, of course, we're almost finished with this conversation here. The clerk is going to finish off by saying, here you go.
Here you go. 如果你在给人家东西的时候都会用这样子，就是把东西递给别人说，在这里给，这样子的意思哦。所以这个店员就给他们这个，两个甜筒的冰淇淋。
That's right. We don't say, okay, here is your ice cream. Thank
Take
you.
It. Yeah. So rude.
Right. Okay, let's finish up this conversation. Sophie says, wow, it's delicious. How is your ice cream, Leon?
So she had the chocolate, right? 她说, 哇，这好好吃哦！哎 ，Leo， 那你的冰淇淋好吃吗、The、？Raspberry and mango, right?
Exactly. And he says, I already finished it.
What a pig, Leo! 没有，他说我已经吃完了啦。
Well, that's why Sophie says.Leon!
Leon! 他最后就是讲他的名字，他就说啊，你怎么吃那么快？这样子的一种蛮可爱的或是俏皮的一个朋友间的对话咯。
All right, well, Laura, we've come to the end of our ice cream article today. Let's finish up with our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到咯！
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Review Time.
Can we please play charades?
Yes, we can. All right, Laura, I'm going to act out one of the words.
Okay.
And you have to guess which one it is.
I'm great at guessing, of course. Of course.
Okay, here's number one.
He's like holding an umbrella, this kind of feeling. Oh, it's raining. Weather.
Yes,
it's raining, right? And that was an umbrella.
Putting my umbrella up to keep me out of the weather.
Eric 好强哦，根本。
All right.
Okay, another one. Oh, 是在生气气的概念了吗？I think you look kind of angry. You're not happy because of somebody you can't stand. 不能忍受某一个人。
Okay.
这在干什么？哦，倒饮料了。哎，我们要用什么装饮料 ？Cup。
嗯哼，
当然好啊 ，Of course。
Yes, of course, it's a cup.
这个超简单哎。
All right, Laura, you did really well with that. I enjoyed acting those out. You guys can play charades too. Go try it. All right, we're gonna say goodbye, but we'll see you again next time. Bye bye.
Ice cream, a sweet way to cool down. Sophie and Leon are very hot.
I can't stand this weather.
I know. We need to cool down.
Why don't we get ice cream? I know a great place. Come on.
Sophie and Leon are at French Camel Ice Cream Shop.
Wow. Look at all these flavors.
Welcome to French Camel.Can I help you?
Yes. I would like 2 scoops of chocolate, please.
I'll have 1 scoop of raspberry and 1 scoop of mango.
Of course. Would you like a cup or a cone?
A cone, please.
Me too.
Here you go.
Wow, it's delicious. How is your ice cream, Leon?
I already finished it.
Leon!
One hour!
Stand. 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 Stood. Stood. I liked him, but Berta can't stand him because he is sometimes rude. I liked him.But Berta can't stand him because he is sometimes rude. Weather. Weather. Melissa didn't go to the beach because of the bad weather. Melissa didn't go to the beach because of the bad weather. Of course. Of course.Of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. What do you want to watch? Of course I'll go to the movie theater with you. What do you want to watch? Cup. Cup. Ben drank a cup of hot chocolate and went to bed. Ben drank a cup of hot chocolate and went to bed.